G'day, I'm Sean.
And I'm Jack, and welcome back for our third attempt today at being in the sack. We had some mild technical difficulties when we first started recording this today.
Yeah, it was emotional.
It was a trying time.
It was a trying time.
And I am trying my best to get through this.
Pressure bust pipes, baby. The pressure makes diamonds.
Pressure makes diamonds. Cool. Does... So I've got so many questions behind this.
Yeah, okay.
So like, have you seen those, the footage of the people walking into those massive caves with gigantic diamonds?
No.
What?
No, should I?
Yeah, incredible.
Like, yeah.
We can pull it up.
We pull it up another time, or is it for the...
Yeah, right. We can pull it up another time. Like, I'm not stressed.
Yeah.
Are you stressed? You want to see it right now?
I've never been stressed.
I call bullshit on that for one.
No, yeah, you're 100% right.
I feel like you're always just a little bit stressed, but like you manage your stress quite well.
Yeah, I'm a high-functioning.
High-functioning stress addict? High-functioning stress addict.
It's not I think it's not anxiety because anxious people sometimes relax out of anxiety. Yeah. I just live my life in a constant state of just like hyperactivity.
Hyperactivity. You're just well attuned to the levels of stress that your body can handle at any given time.
Have you ever bought a diamond? Are you...
No, I'm yet to have the funds to purchase a diamond.
The closest I've been to buying a diamond is watching Blood Diamond with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, great movie.
So what have people got to look forward to in this podcast, Jack? Talk to me.
I tell you what, one of the things that I really wanted to do is because we haven't caught up properly in a while.
Is this true?
So I want to dish out a couple of funny stories. I want to hear your funniest story of the last fortnight.
Yep.
I've got my story, which is humorous, embarrassing, and everything in between.
As life is.
Of course. Yep. Of course. But you know what? I've been smiling about it ever since. I've been laughing about it because I tell you what, you'll laugh.
Okay, good.
You'll laugh. I love
a good giggle. Hit me with it now, bro.
Are you ready?
Why am I waiting?
Okay, so to sort of set the scene of, let's say, childhood through to now, in terms of my relationship with my parents,
okay,
sex has always been a taboo topic.
Oh, non-discussed.
Non-discussed.
Opposite of my family.
Really?
Kinda.
Open discussion?
No, unspoken discussion, but my dad thought it was a hilarious thing at her 18th birthday to tell all our friends and family we were conceived.
Oh God.
Yeah. So I know the time, I know the place, I know the room.
You know the room?
I know the room, apparently.
Is it in your house?
No. We've moved since then. I probably would have burnt that house down, but it probably is a ski lodge that I have frequented.
Which ski lodge? Let's just set it out.
I'd like to thank Snow Country Ski Lodge at Smiggins for my life.
I've been into Snow Country.
So, The rooms are named by countries of the world, if you remember. And this room was called Paris, which, you know, the city of love.
Okay, so you were, hypothetically, you were conceived in Paris.
Look, let's put it out there. I'm a cultured man.
Can you speak French? Parlez-vous français?
Un peu.
Don't know what you said there, but
a little bit.
Anyway, I've got to get back to this.
Please, I digress.
So, anyway, as I was mentioning, you know, taboo topic of the parentals to be able to speak about the sexual
openly as an adult.
As an adult, the open conversation of zecoitus.
Zecoitus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what I have found is that as my age has slightly matured, and hopefully so have I.
As it does in linear terms.
I think they've started to drop hints that they're starting to understand a little bit more and kind of being like, oh, okay. Mm. But there's been a turning point.
A Rubicon.
An absolute Rubicon that came out of nowhere in the face of a couple of wines, myself and Courtney and my parents. And ironically, my little brother was at the table too. So apparently they've thrown out the maturity side of the window as well.
He is mature by association.
Mature by association because apparently I am also mature. But me and Courtney came to Wollongong. As we are in Wollongong right now.
Yep.
We dropped down. Court and I decided that we were going to catch up with the fam bam, see what was going on, see how everyone was. You know, it was a leisurely weekend.
Yeah.
But...
Bit of family fun.
Now, I was staying at my grandma's house, who has a beautiful room upstairs. Imagine it to be like a fully self-serviced hotel-style room without the kitchen. So...
Okay.
I'm talking there's a bed. I'm talking there's another bed. I'm talking there's a couch and then a balcony and also a bath. key to this story.
Multiple
input of the bath. Now, being kind natured as I am, I go downstairs. You know, I want to do something nice for Courtney. And I think, you know what? I'm going to light some candles for our lovely bath. So I go downstairs. I go to Nonna. Nonna, have you got some matches? Or a lighter or something? Yes, she does. Fine. Not a worry in the world.
Here to help.
Here to help. Anyway, so moving on from this, when I received the matches, go upstairs and we start having a bath. Things happen in a bath. Do you know what happens in a bath?
Cleansing.
That's one part. You know what happens in a joint bath with a partner?
You get clean while you get dirty.
It is a very double-edged sword.
It's a sensual place. It's a sensual place.
Sensual place. And candles were lit.
Yeah.
The scene was set and it was happening.
Mm-hmm. Did you take your speedos off?
Of course. No, married. Sex before marriage, of course.
Yeah, you guys are married.
So. But anyway, as we are midst the thrusts of passion, a knock at the door.
Yeah.
Not only has Nonna decided that she is aware of what is going on, she has decided that she does not want to tell us,
yep,
but rather gets my mother to come and check in. It was at her house a couple of blocks away.
Yep.
She drove all that way just to let me know that the only reason she drove to Nonna's house just to let me know that she'd booked dinner for 3 hours' time.
That was very kind of her.
That was so kind.
That was so kind of her.
Thank you so much, Mother Dearest, for interrupting a very important part of my life.
Props to your dad. And you're going to hear me out. Props to your dad, right? Because your mum, that knew that you were in the throngs of passion, has wanted you to know that in 3 hours' time, there was something to go on. So she was giving you the benefit of the doubt to realize that you may or may not want something to do in 3 hours later. Could you please pull it off mid-session? You know, so yeah, good on Nonna for having the gumption, but good on your mum for having the self, like the awareness
that
as your dad's been like, should we interrupt them? And your dad goes, probably should if he's only got 180 minutes. Yeah, probably let him know.
That's a check the time. The stamina is quite well known in the family.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, if he's a chip off the old block, he's probably going to need some warning.
Oh, shit. I'm anyway, although I knew that my mum was coming in, sometimes she does some with. She was a little bit awkward. We're in towels, you know.
Yep.
She decides to let us know when we do go out to dinner.
Yeah.
By saying little keywords such as, how was your bath? How was the bath? Was the bath fun? Oh, you guys were having a bath, right?
Was there?
There was plenty of
Epsom salt?
No, I believe we forgot the Epsom, but we found a whole lot of body wash.
It's very important.
Mm.
It's very
I important. Was like a hygiene. Seal in a soap factory.
You fucking waffle. I was feeling it so vaguely.
I was sliding all over the place.
You're just out doing your own slip and slide on the front lawn. Just like, fuck it. I'm in for a penny, in for a pound. May as well have a go. Like,
may as well give it a crack. Yeah. So that happened. Anyway. Yeah. And then as the wines started to... Conversation became a lot more liberal.
Yeah.
And at one point, Mother Dearest decides to let me know candidly that Brian, your father, is a very sexual person too.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't want to know this.
you get some leash, Mum, the fact that you can talk about us doing it. Talking about you doing it completely, you know.
No, red flag. Stop. Time out. But even more so, if you don't remember the start of this story, my 13-year-old brother is sitting one chair to
with
my right.
With his jaw firmly on the floor.
Mate, that jaw took him couple of days of physiotherapy to get back on, I tell you what.
And some psychological, you know.
I've already booked in his first therapy session this week, I tell you. Oh, but anyway, so that's the most eventful thing that's happened to me this week.
Oh, my lordy, Tony. Yeah.
The reasoning why Mother Dearest did notice that we were maybe not just cleansing in the bath.
Yeah.
Is that I might have, let's say, not so accidentally left a slight mark on Courtney's neck.
Leakey.
Yes. One of the old...
Hickey. Yeah. The little Dracula love bot.
Dracula love bot. In my defense...
Yeah.
In my defense, this is a very important point to make.
Yeah.
And she will probably contest this.
Yeah.
It was not my idea. It was asked for.
Oh, you have to.
Simply providing...
A service.
A service.
A service. Providing a service in, you know, you were, you know...
A passionate service.
Facilitating the desires.
You I was just, facilitating a need.
A need. It's not a need. It's a want.
It's a desire.
It's a desire. That's what I said that. I love great word. Yeah. Dude, yeah, 100%. You have to. It'd be rude. It would have been rude not to.
Anyway, so Courtney was thoroughly... Courtney was also at this table.
Oh, my lordy daughty. That's a grievous bodily harm.
So for everyone listening in, Courtney is also in the studio with us today, and Sean has just witnessed the ramifications of my work.
I guess I want to know, on that vein, let's put this out to the listeners for the future weeks. I would love to know moments where, because you got caught in a pretty obvious way.
Yeah.
I want to know moments where our listeners have been caught out.
Caught in the act is a good one as well.
Caught with your pants down. And I love this because the title of the statement, Caught With Your Pants Down, starts with Court, aka Courtney, just because she was she comes into the
original. Courtney With Your Pants Down.
Courtney With Your Pants Down.
Even better. When have you been caught in the sack?
When have you been caught in the sack? Fucking love it. Fucking love it.
I love taking Court to the sack. And we have not only been taken to the sack or taken ourselves to the sack, but we have been caught
in the sack. Another question that I want to know that is, because you brought up the conversation with your parents, and it is a healthy conversation because
it is healthy.
Think about it. You wouldn't be here unless someone had sex, right?
Yeah, there was a P and a V at some point.
And becoming an adult is something that we're both avoiding at all costs.
Absolutely.
Avoiding at all costs. But I want to know conversations that you've had with your parents that you haven't wanted to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? You don't need to go into strict detail. Keep your description of it G-rated, but just something that you've had.
You know what? No. I want to get at least some M-rated. I want a little bit of juice to this.
Yeah, the PG-13 in the late 80s where they had no idea what M meant. You know?
It's like the old cartoons.
Yeah.
They're like, all G-rated, but by the way, this guy's getting killed 5 times in this scene.
Yeah. Naked Gun 33 and a third. They were all PG. I was like, nah, man. Those things had some references.
Is nudity a bad thing, though?
No.
Sean. I've been wanting to tell you something, but honestly, I feel a bit weird.
This is a place for witness. Go for it.
I want to open this up.
Mm-hmm.
This is a safe space, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I hope it is. Because I'm a little bit like, oh. Now, I've got a bit of let's call it a pastime, an enjoyment, a thing that I like to do.
Bit of you time.
And it's a bit embarrassing.
Ooh, guilty pleasure.
It's a gentlemanly pleasure.
Gentlemanly pleasure. Gentlemanly pleasures.
Gentlemanly pleasure. And you know what? That's probably... I wouldn't mind opening this up.
Yeah.
Every week to be... I want to let you in.
Oh, let's know what the people think. Gentlemanly pleasures.
Now, my pleasure is something that I haven't really opened up to people about.
Yeah.
But I want to open up to you about.
I'm so intrigued.
Can you tell me one thing that you... don't want to tell your friends, you don't want to tell me, but you absolutely love to do?
I have a thing where most of the time it's in headphones now, and I kind of started off as a kid. I will shamelessly dance in my room.
Okay.
I will shamelessly, and this happens.
Clothes on or off?
Oh, really? It can be post-shower, but this is just at any given time when I feel like I need it. This is at any given time when I feel like I need it. As long as the doors are closed, it's usually with headphones or something like that, and it's not really great dancing. I'll just jump around, right?
Are we talking like jump, jump, jump?
It can be. Jump. It can be because I know that I have such a limited gamut of like dance moves.
Are you a good dancer? Or?
No. Okay. I can keep a rhythm. I can keep a rhythm, and I can dance well enough when I'm out, and I'm just shameless as well. When I'm out, people that know me know that when I go out, like... A lot of people, the objective bystander, be like, oh my God, that guy's wasted. That guy's wasted. And the only thing that it gives away that I'm not wasted is you can hear the jingle of my car keys and I'm actually sober because I have no qualms just dancing. Right? I love
That's
music.
Good.
I know I'm horrible.
Yep.
I know I'm horrible. Yep. I think I've been...
So are you a shameless dancer?
I'm a shameless dancer, but I've been related to, you know, those inflatable men at like used car sales lots?
Oh, yeah. The,
just limbs going everywhere. I'm not a small human, so there's just limbs going everywhere, and I love it.
Yeah, right? Beautiful. Beautiful.
But I don't, I feel the need to do that sometimes in my own time.
Yep.
And it can be literally during a work day. I'm like, all right, Belter song comes on, and sometimes when I don't feel like doing it, I know I need
it. Are we talking office scenario here?
Yeah, just on a Zoom meeting. Off goes camera.
Camera off.
Off goes microphone. Surely needs 3 minutes 30 of me time. You know? 3 minutes 30 of me time. And sometimes it's the most obnoxious music. Sometimes it's...
What are we talking?
Coolio, like, love you, rest in peace. Gangsta's Paradise to Take On Me by A-ha.
God, good song. Good song.
Oh, it's amazing. And you know I cannot hit those high notes, right?
Of course you can't.
But
you're singing and dancing.
But I sing them. Oh, I'm terrible.
You are.
The only thing that I'm worse at than dancing is singing, and yep. I love doing both.
Great.
But, I, you know thyself. I know I'm shitty at it. Yeah. Fuck, I love doing it.
God, that's good.
Mm-hmm. All right, tell me. Talk to me. I want to hear them Gentlemen the Guilty Pleasure.
Okay. It's a recent discovery, and I never want to stop. Ever. I love getting a facial. Dude, I love it.
I just have some weird, like, Simba. You know, across the floor.
Yeah, of course.
Simba.
They start with that, but goddamn, is the midsection and the ending is just phenomenal. They are massaging your face.
Oh, you go. You pay for one? Did you just Courtney do it, or did you go out and get a facial?
Courtney has given me two, I believe. I've gone pro.
You've gone pro?
I've gone pro.
I do have a follow-up to this then. I want to hear. Okay, so I used to love, and I don't think it was in a sexual way, but I used to get my... hair done, because I had three sisters. I used to get my hair done where they got their hair done, right?
Massage.
And always in part of it was the massage.
And barbers don't do that.
Oh my Lord, I loved it. I loved it.
God,
right?
Good.
And not in a sexual way, and I swear to God, it's like, but I would be like literally chills. Like, you know the orgasmic
goosebumps.
Song? Oh, I loved it. And then it stopped in a horrible screeching moment, right? One of my buddies, his little sister, started working at the hairdressing salon that I went to. And she was the intern, and the intern did the head massages and the hair washing. And I shit you not, it was rigor mortis. I don't know what it was, but it took that moment away from me. I was like,
so to this day, you cannot enjoy the head massage?
Oh, I go to a barber now. I go to a barber, and I absolutely love my barber. I've given him shouts out before, time after time. Head massages now are almost exclusively reserved for intimate times.
Interesting. So I want to go one further on my facial thing. Yep. I think the part that I like most about the facial is the rub down, the massage.
The massage.
God, I love a rub down. I love a massage.
Yeah.
Honestly, like.
But do you like massages?
It's not a sexual thing. It's just like, I love a massage.
Love the feeling. But like, what about like a full body? Do you like massage?
Yeah, full body.
Yeah, I fucking hate them.
Shut up.
I don't like people touching me.
Really?
I don't like people touching me. Like physios and people that are working on a specific joint or a back thing, amazing.
So you prefer the pain?
Yeah.
Physios hurt.
Yeah, like if we used to, I trained for a team called Sydney Spirit back in the day. They used to be the Western Sydney Raiders backs, and we used to have sports massage.
Yeah.
Right? And they were brutal. Actually, I don't know if I've told you, one of the funniest moments in my life was on that sports massage.
Okay.
All right, that can be a story for another episode. Someone remind me of that story, because that was...
You clickbaited me here.
Oh my Lordy.
Start of next step, you are telling me this.
Okay, yeah, the sports massage story, let that come on episode 5 or 6, whatever it's called.
Whatever we're up to, but I'll tell you what I need to know.
Yeah, but yeah, anything other than that, I don't, and it's probably an immaturity thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I just haven't needed a massage, but I do love like a partner's massage. I love the fact
you that- You like a sexual massage?
Oh my God.
And soft?
Oil? I just love that it can lead somewhere.
Lots of lube?
I guess, and maybe like-
Now who's lube. The seal in a soap factory?
Yeah, this is, but like I do love that, and I just want it to like, I love the fact that it can advance to other things. And I just-
Of course.
And I feel
Do you like the tease?
I don't know. Like the whole concept, but I don't want to have a disconnect between my massages and my intimacy. Like if I just go and pay for a massage, I'll be like, do you want to go for dinner now?
You know, like, you get emotional connection I don't with your massage
I don't want to take that moment away from me. Like I don't like, I like it. And I just, yeah. So yeah, I don't think I could be touched by someone that I don't know.
Fair enough. Look, I can't resonate with that.
Yeah, and the average person can't. Yeah. I know that's a me thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm
most
I'm
people
well
do
aware.
Love a massage.
Love a massage. Like, you know?
Oh God, they're good. But Courtney has given me a massage.
Oh, how did she go?
Also, I gave her a massage.
How did
you go? It went well.
It went well? Did you guys have to have a bath after? Is this where this story connects?
There was a shower involved.
There.
And That was to clean up.
Clean up what? That's a completely different podcast.
You'll find the results of that one on Pornhub tomorrow.
No, not Pornhub. What's that? There's a great podcast out there called Call Her Daddy. Phenomenal podcast out of that. And a friend of mine used to listen to it. And
habitually? Like nonstop?
Yeah, she was a big subscriber. She was the girl that I was seeing for a long time. Yeah. And we used to listen to it separately but together. Like we would talk about different things.
Oh, right. Yeah. And got you.
Different things. And we'd like go back to it and be like, oh, did you think of this? And I'm not going to lie, I didn't think I was ignorant, but it's always good to have more information. And these girls
it's good to know the whole story and then pick and choose what you want.
They have qualified, peer-reviewed, like specialists on the show that if anything, men should listen to it, women should listen to it, and it gets you more educated about the female body and sexual organs. And I was just like, badass.
Unreal.
Yeah.
So
I don't give a plug to another podcast in here, but yeah, Call Her Daddy.
That's fun. All right, I'm on.
Yeah.
I'll be the new guy that comes in, has a little listen.
Yeah.
Because I haven't listened yet.
Yeah.
Maybe I got some learning to do.
This is if Courtney does or doesn't listen to it, it's something that you could like both, and you could just start up a pretty healthy conversation. So I had a conversation the other day, Jack, with a buddy of mine who's a high school teacher.
Okay.
He's a high school teacher. And as a high school teacher, he's very professional. He has to keep things G-rated regardless of how frustrated he gets, right?
And, you know, high school.
High school.
Would be a for I would not like to be my teacher.
No, it's not for everyone. No. But it's for him. He's wonderful at his job. So one of these little guilty pleasures that he loves doing, right, is nicknaming people, very complimentary nicknames, as an insult.
Okay.
Right. And I just wanted to know your – it's like chief. You know, chiefing someone.
Yeah.
I want to know the names that you've used. His one came out the other day, right? A kid called him chief.
Oh, the kid called him.
He called him chief, and he was so proud of it because seamlessly he slapped him back with one thing that I loved, right? This kid goes, "Yeah, thanks heaps, chief," and he said, "Nah, it's good job, muscles." Right? He gave him muscles, right? And now this kid has been affectionately known as muscles for the rest of his class. And it's such something that's carried
on. Wait, his whole class has jumped on the bandwagon.
His class has jumped on him as muscles. And I love it because it is. It's a compliment. But it's not a compliment.
No, it's not.
So there is definitely a hierarchy. If someone champs you, you can chief them, right? If someone chiefs you, you can muscles them. And he said, other than that, his other go-to is biceps, right?
You know? Biceps.
Yeah. Right. Oh, but thanks for your help there, biceps. Right. And he's like, you got a pump full of testosterone with absolutely no muscles on him. You call this kid biceps. And I love it. I just want to know, have you got any chief names?
Chief names? Ones that I use?
Ones that you use, ones that you've heard. And that we can throw it out there. For the people that are listening, if you can throw in your best, I'm going to call them chief names or chief titles, something that you call people that is a compliment as an insult.
The complimentary insult. Yeah.
Biceps.
What are we going to call them? I want to get like a singular word.
A singular word?
Compassault.
Compassault.
Nah, terrible word.
Salticom.
Assaultiment.
Assaultiment.
Yeah.
I like it. Assaultiment.
Assaultiments.
Give him an assaultiment.
All right. Look, my go-to is champ.
Champ. Have to be.
It's just like, it's so widely known as.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, champ.
Thanks, champ.
Thanks, champ.
Cobber. Nah, Cobber's fine. I like Cobber. I don't know.
Cobber? You like Cobber?
Food for thought. I say Cobber.
Yeah, Cobber's more like
I
open.
Say it to mates. I think it's fine on that.
I'm trying to think. I think a really, really classic one is Big Man.
Big Man.
Big Man.
Hey, yeah, Big Man.
Yep. All right, Big Man.
All right.
You know? Hey, Big Man. Hey, Big Man.
Hey, yeah, Big Man. But when Taku's
hey.
It.
I'm not talking to you.
When Taku says it, I feel really good. I feel like, oh, I am the big man. I am the big man.
So maybe he's like bringing you up a little bit.
Yeah, 100%.
Hey, big man.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I guess some people get away with it a bit more.
Yeah, yeah, I know. No, I will happily open this up because there's got to be a plethora
of these.
There's
got to be some great ones.
Right, and I need to open up my vocab because I'm just sitting here with a champ, but little do I know there's going to be more that
there's
I can
There's
going to
be more?
Of.
Yeah.
You can give me something from this? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Give me I want an arsenal of these. Yeah. I want an arsenal of implosults? Saltiments? Saltiments.
Saltiments.
Insultiments.
Saltiments.
All right.
Open that up.
Let's do it. Let's find out.
All right.
Sean. It's been a fun episode.
Yeah.
You know, we've shot the shit.
Yep.
I feel that my shit has been shot.
Genuinely shot.
Yeah. From technical difficulties to laughter in abundance.
Oh, it's been emotional.
It's been an emotional roller coaster. And I think I just really want to like wrap this up with one final little input from you.
Yep.
Okay. Now, recently, and I want to actually ask her this on the next episode.
Yeah.
So, I think next episode I want to get Courtney in.
Yeah. Is that please. Okay? That'd be great.
Cool.
She'd be caught in the act.
Caught
in the sack.
Caught in the sack. I want to get caught in the sack again.
Yeah.
And there's going to be no bath in this sack.
Yep.
This is just going to be an open conversation. We'll be
caught up.
Sack. Yep. We're going to get caught up.
Yep.
All right. And I want to ask her some things and I want a little bit of your input.
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't asked her these things yet. All right. And I might be putting her on the spot just a little bit. And they're going to, I have kind of asked her. Like she's aware of them.
Yeah.
But she's maybe not been, I'm going to put it pretty bluntly. And I'm just going to be like, hey, by the way. Okay, let's put her on the spot.
Give me some context. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, well.
We'll figure it out next time. Yep.
No, trust me. I know what I want to do.
Yep.
I'm not going to tell you now because I also want your off-the-cuff opinion. I want to hear what you think in the moment.
Yep. Contemporaneously. Ooh.
God, see, that is a great use of the word. I seriously need to, what do they call it? Pick at your vocabulary.
Oh, really?
It's just, it's unreal. And I think that my vocab's actually quite good.
Yeah.
But yours is just above and beyond.
Ah, yeah, blame that on my dad.
Blame it on the good times. Blame it on the boogie. Anyway, Sean, look, mate, you have been great in the sack.
It's always great to be in the sack. Jack, you have been great in the sack.
God, it's good to be in our sack. I missed the sack. It's been a couple of weeks since the sack, so you know what? We're back. We are ready to go. And next episode, it's going to be a bit of fun.
Let's do it.
All right. Ciao.